Cryptocurrency is hot right now, with investors looking to get rich quick and criminals who hope to cash in on the crypto craze. As consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org, tells us, scams related to the virtual currency are skyrocketing.
Dimitri, criminals are leveraging this gold rush mentality surrounding cryptocurrency. They promise huge returns, guaranteed in just a few days or weeks with no risk. The pitch is mighty appealing, but it's all a pack of lies. The Federal Trade Commission is being flooded with complaints at an alarming rate. Nearly 7,000 scam reports between October 2020 and March of this year. I spoke to the FTC's Emma Fletcher about this.
Compared to a year ago, we're seeing 12 times the number of reports and nearly 1,000% increase in reported losses on cryptocurrency investment scams specifically. People just in the last 6 months have reported losing more than $80 million on these scams.
Herb, let's talk about the victims that fraudsters often target, seniors. But as you explained in your checkbook story, a lot of young people are getting taken for a ride with crypto investment scams.
Yeah, most of the victims are 20 to 49 years old. Someone in this age group is five times more likely than someone 50 and older to report losing money to a cryptocurrency scammer. One thing about the victims, though, who are 50 and older, they do tend to lose more money when they fall for a crypto scam, with the median loss being $3,250.
How are the crooks advertising their bogus investment products and these services?
All sorts of ways. They're using social media ads and message boards. They're creating bogus websites, even running radio advertisements. A common ploy for the crooks is to become a friend on social media with someone they want to target, complete with bogus testimonials. Then they'll share a tip about this quick and easy way to make money. If they can get you to give them a couple hundred dollars, are going to keep coming back for more. I spoke to a victim in North Carolina, Marty, for my checkbook story. His first investment was just $200. Then he was convinced to upgrade to $1,500 and then upgrade again to $2,500. He's out all that money and knows he'll never see it again. To grab attention, crypto con artists are also stealing celebrity names to create bogus endorsements or fake giveaways, promising to multiply any cryptocurrency you send them. The FTC says investors have lost more than $2 million to Elon Musk impersonators in just the last 6 months. They believed he was going to multiply the currency they gave him. Not going to happen.
While we've been talking about fraud so far, let's not forget that cryptocurrency is a risky investment right from the get-go.
Sure is. It's sexy and exciting, but even if you buy from a legitimate company such as Coinbase, PayPal, or Robinhood, it is still an extremely risky investment. Its key selling point that it's not regulated by any state or federal government is also its main weakness. The lack of oversight makes it easy for criminals to fleece you. And remember, digital currency is highly volatile. Price fluctuations from one day to the next can be enormous. So it's not suitable for retirement funds or any other money you need to live on. Digital wallets can and have been hacked. Everything you own could disappear in seconds. Cryptocurrency is not insured. So if your money's stolen or lost in a breach or a hack, there's no recourse. So here's the bottom line, Dimitri. Yes, people have gotten rich on cryptocurrency, the ones who got in early and bought low. If someone's promising you amazing returns, guaranteed with no risk, run away as fast as you can.
That's Consumerman Herb Weisbaum with checkbook.org. Read a lot more at WTOP.com. Search Coin.